729, it's the Hometown Morning Show, the show brought to us today by our good friends at the Wired Rooster Coffee House. And in the studio with us, we've got a couple of friends. They're going to introduce themselves and tell us what they're up to this weekend. What's going on, fellas? Let's get y'all right in those microphones so we can hear you. Don't run from them. You're How's a pro. Going, I've already good seen
to
have you.
Us. Good to be with you this morning. Thanks for having us. Always a pleasure, again, to be in the presence of a local legend.
Well, infamous, maybe.
All right, I'll concede on that one.
They did wear their waders in, so they knew what they were getting into. Change out their waders and into their golf shoes. There you go, waders and masks. Guys, introduce yourself. Tell us what we're doing here today.
I'm Brent Fentress with First State Bank, and got Dr. Ryan Arms with me this morning. And we want to talk to you a little bit this morning about our Arms Cairo First State Bank Collaborative Global Tournament coming up this weekend.
Fantastic. And that's going to be Saturday night, is that correct, the 12th?
Absolutely. Saturday the 12th, Ryan, tee time 5:30?
Let's try to start it at 5. That way we can get the daylight round in, because otherwise it's going to get too dark too quick.
Okay, so 9 in the daylight, 9 after dark.
You right. Get there a little bit before 5, be ready to tee off at 5 o'clock.
Get that microphone. You sound good, buddy, but we need a little bit more of you. Okay. So tell us about Global. There's been Global tournaments around off and on for years. How many years have you all been involved in this now?
I've played a few different years with the high school team's Global Scramble that they've thrown, but with everything going on this year, they weren't really wanting to take the responsibility of having a Global tournament with everything going on. And we just felt like it needed to be something for the community to do, because there's not really a lot going on this year,
right,
if everyone has noticed. So that kind of...
And thank goodness for golf. You know, I am probably... I'm in the running for top 5 worst golfers in Breckenridge County. I don't want to hold on to that title. I'm afraid I probably will hold on to that title for a while. But thank goodness that we have got our community center 2 minutes from work. Right. Really close to work for you, Ryan. And, you know, get off, go hit a bucket of balls, grab a shag bag, pick them up, put them back, or go play a few holes, get yourself in a good walk, or go ride on your cart. You can socially distance that way and get out and enjoy the county. If folks haven't been there, we really have a beautiful, beautiful course.
Absolutely. Played on a lot of courses, and for a small town community like ours, the golf course really is – it's really something to be seen. If you've never been out on the golf course on a late evening, about the time of sunset, and see the turkeys running around, the deer, and it's quiet, and it's like a little mini vacation every time you get to go out there.
I don't think I'm ever between 3 and 4 when I don't see a deer. They're around the creek somewhere. Very seldom do I not see one. Did almost hit one with a little slice, a little 3-wood slice one day. It was one of those does that's used to you, that's just looking at you, and I was like, well, you're fine. I'm going straight for the green. Yeah. I didn't really want to fill my tags that way this year, but I'm going to take what I can get. So you all have kind of taken this over. I know it has been a fundraiser for Fighting Tiger Golf before. I'm a Fighting Tiger Golf dad now. I'll tell you something about golf dads. Golf dads don't really get to play much golf. Golf dads do a lot of chauffeuring and watching and cheering, but I enjoy every minute of it. So what's the plan this year? The tournament, the reason I wanted to have you all in is because you're doing, you know, we've got two – younger members of the community that have stepped up to carry on something that's good for the community. Even though if you're not signed up, you can't get in this year because it's full. Your money was due by the 5th. Is that correct? So we've got all the teams taken care of. But what is the goal this year with the Global Tournament?
We wanted signups by the 5th. Money, the teams that are signed up on the approved list, you can come by and see us that night, pay us then. That's fine. The main goal is Ryan has got a new business here in the community. He's doing a great job getting things started up. First State Bank has always been a helping hand to the community. And golf is fortunately one of those sports that everybody can do right now, comply with the social distancing guidelines. Golf is one of the sports that the high school is going to be able to participate in this year. Some of the cart paths are a little bit in disrepair out there. It's something that sees a whole lot of traffic. And we thought, you know, it really is a beautiful course. And when we're going to invite other schools to come down and see our golf course when we host matches, and if our students at Breckenridge County High School are using this course as their meeting grounds, then why not do something to raise a little money to do some improvements to that, keep things looking good? We've got the new sports complex going in behind the high school. We've got baseball fields. We've got an excellent gym, beautiful football field. We wanted to do something to try to help out the golf players.
And I think that speaks volumes too about the community, because the community center has been so good about hosting Tiger Golf. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that the members out there don't love the kids.
Oh no.
And so I think that's good. You know, I know the things always need a little improvement. As much as we all love it, there's some improvements that need to be made. Looking at you, Bridge, on number 7. Shoot.
Yeah, and, you know, this might be one of those things that we could do more than once. We'd like to do this in a yearly thing. I know the high school golf team does a glow ball scramble, so maybe we could switch it up, and instead of doing ours in the fall, we could do something in the spring while they have theirs in the fall. That way we could still play glow ball and still raise money for the golf course, sure, and things right like that.
Well, much appreciated. And we do want to remind folks, too, and I saw a post on the community center's Facebook. Reached a lot of folks this week. It is a nonprofit, mm-hmm. So you know it is yours, Breckenridge County. The fees are affordable. Sorry about the pool this year. It is what it is. You know, nobody could control that, but there is still a course, and there's been a lot of folks out there this year enjoying mm-hmm. it. A lot of walkers, a lot of push carts out mm-hmm. there. I think maybe once it cools down some, I might get mine out, but right now I'm gonna cruise on old Easy Go. But I commend your all's efforts for the improvement. And, you know, we do want to make the other teams and visitors to the course. We have – every now and then I run into a group, like a foursome or something, that I don't know.
Right.
And they'll say, well, we're here from Louisville.
We're here from E-Town. I have friends that come from Brandenburg just to play in league night, and that's pretty awesome just to see that, you know, we tell people about it and they like golf so much that they're willing to drive to Hardinsburg just to play.
It is pretty great. So kudos to our community center, and glad to have you all in. I haven't had anybody in for a while. I think Dr. Smith came and talked about it a couple of years ago about what was going on, and you know, seeing some improvements and seeing new faces, and especially on league night. Well, into a lot of good folks.
You know, we really have to tip our hat to the community as well. We, I think day one, when Ryan and I started trying to promote this, we've got 9 holes. We've got 14 corporate sponsors who have graciously donated $100 a hole. We're going to have Gentry's is sponsoring some signs for us, and we're going to put each corporate sponsor's name out there. We're going to do $60 a team for the sign-up. We'll have extra glow balls available to team members. Because of the high amount of teams that we've got, we try to get as many in as we could. But sure, if we don't cut it somewhere, then we won't be able to play. So we've got 14 teams in, $60 a team. We're going to have longest drive contest, closest to the pin, and I think we're having blackjack, aren't we, as well?
Yeah, I think we're going to play blackjack on hole 4. Anybody that wants to play can play, and if you beat the dealer, you'll be able to tee off from the tee box in front of wherever you would normally tee off. So
fantastic.
That should be fun.
Yeah, and we're looking for some local celebrities maybe to deal some blackjack if you're available. You're Meredith that night.
If I could, like I say, we've got a. I think we're at Quail Chase that day. I think it's an 18 holer, so I don't know when we will be home.
I understand.
I'll be out. I'll be on water bottle duty for Miss Anna. I'm not exactly a caddy because I can't tell her what club to use, but I can supply snacks and water. But guys, thank you all so much. I love seeing guys in your all's generation step into those shoes and become leaders in the community and step up and just take it upon yourself. Hey, we need to get this done. We're going to jump in and get it done, because that's the only way. That's the only way we're going to keep Breck County. So let's do it.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate you guys.
Gentlemen, thank you all. So one of these days, though, I will play a scramble with you all, and I promise you that I'll hit it past the red tees.
I'm a scramble golfer
because
I can't guarantee you when I'll hit a good shot, but sometime through the nine, I'll hit one good shot. So I like scramble golf.
I aim for one good shot per game, and I guess that's what keeps you coming back.
It does.
That's what keeps you spending money. I know that for a fact. Thanks, Titleist. Guys, thank you all so much. We appreciate you. Come back when you can, okay?
All right, thanks. Have a good one.